This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, Faith and Vigora, it is St. Patrick's Day, the wearing of the green. Jacob, is anything green on you today except your complexion?
No, actually, no green.
Jacob is feeling a little under the weather today. But, you know, I think it's very sort of appropriate to have, you know, look a little green around the gills today. Yeah?
Yep.
There you go. All right, well, it is St. Patrick's Day, the patron saint of Ireland, who supposedly drove the snakes out. Turns out that there were... the legend is highly suspect that St. Patrick, in fact, is the patron saint of Ireland. But there's some question about whether there were ever snakes in Ireland. I guess it's kind of like the person who's in charge of keeping tigers out of Minneapolis. You can say, well, there's no tigers in Minneapolis. See what a good job you're doing?
Yeah.
So I suppose you could say that. And supposedly, do you know why people wear green?
No.
It's to symbolize the shamrock. And the shamrock was really used, supposedly by St. Patrick, to point out the Trinity.
Oh.
So it's not the four-leaf clover. It's a three-leaf clover.
Yeah.
Which people confuse.
Huh.
Leave it to me to debunk. Although, listen, when it comes to legends, you can believe whatever you want. You know, knock yourself out. Have a great time believing whatever makes sense to you. All righty. So, corned beef and cabbage. You like corned beef and cabbage?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So if I made you some, you'd scarf it up, huh?
Definitely.
Yeah, I like the cabbage better than the corned beef, but...
Yeah.
And it turns out... 1 year, I decided when I first started in broadcasting that I had this great idea that I would do an interview in Dublin at a pub for St. Patrick's Day. Major mistake. It's not a drinking holiday in Ireland. It's a religious holiday. In fact, I was reading something in the paper that said that more people do not get particularly plowed on St. Patrick's Day, although they obviously have not been at the parade here because... They've actually lessened it in the last couple of years because they're serious about handing out tickets, and because everybody was always smashed and it quite often deteriorated into violence, and then they got very serious about saying no. But it turns out there's more drinking the weekend before and the weekend after St. Patrick's Day for those of you who are feeling, oh, gee, you know, what's St. Patrick's Day without a hangover? So there you go. So there's that most people are not drinking as much today as they would have drunk last weekend and this coming weekend. And my real experience with St. Patrick's Day, I was talking with somebody yesterday about, I guess I was talking with Manny, we were talking about swears that were not four-letter words. And there were several people who came up with a word that I don't is acceptable in some areas of the country and absolutely not acceptable in other areas of the country. And he was talking about the Minnesota, which is, I think, geez. Apparently that's a Minnesota thing. We were talking about words not only in parts of the country but parts of the world that are acceptable or unacceptable. And I'm saying, you know, the context really matters. The first year that I was working in Boston at City Hall, and St. Patrick's Day was, I'm trying to remember which day of the week it was, but it was clear that people had been celebrating for quite some time because people were smashed at 9 o'clock in the morning. I got off the subway at City Hall, which was hugely Irish. And, I mean, people were just literally falling down drunk. I think St. Patrick's Day that year, I think may have been a Monday. Either that or Monday or Tuesday. But the day I remember was that Monday that people had decided, well, I think it was a Tuesday, and people had decided, well, if it's Tuesday, might as well start Friday, and had clearly dedicated themselves to a liquid celebration of St. Patrick's Day. And it was really one of those things because things that are important in Boston are not necessarily crucial in either Houston or Denver, which had been my experience. And things that are crucial in New York are not necessarily crucial in Boston or Houston or Denver. Regional makes a difference. Mardi Gras is not a big deal here. In New Orleans, it's the biggest deal. Rodeo has nothing going on in New Orleans. It's a big deal in Denver, and it's also a big deal in Houston. San Jacinto Day, nobody even knows where it is, when it is, if you're not in Texas. So regional, maybe we should put up what's your favorite regional holiday. Maybe that would be a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
Because they're hugely different. And one of the kind of nice advantages of having lived all over the country is to understand what the regional pulse is, because food is different, accents are different, swears are different, holidays are different. It's an amazing kind of thing, and we view the United States as kind of a melting pot. I view it more as kind of a chunky soup or a stew or something. The things aren't all blended together, but it's very different that what's celebrated, what's important, what's viewed as crucial. In one part of the country, a couple of years ago, I went to Jacksonville, and the mayor's wife had a little breakfast for me. And they had homemade biscuits and iron linens. And that's a very southern kind of thing to happen. It could happen. It happened in New Orleans. It would happen in Jacksonville. Houston depends whether it's sort of old Houston or newer Houston. You're just as likely to have barbecue and for breakfast in Houston, depending on where you are. So very different kinds of standards in different parts of the country. So maybe let's put that up. What's a regional holiday that you celebrate? And country, I love country fairs, and any place where I'm on book tour or just happen to be visiting and there's a fair, I'm there. And I go to soccer games when I'm in Europe, although my life-changing and life-threatening experience was going to the World Soccer Championship when it was between Austria and Germany. And I sat on the German side because that's where I got tickets and rooted for Austria. Not good for your health. I wasn't trying to be cute. I just really didn't understand. I mean, I maybe understood the difference. I didn't understand the depth of the difference. It's not a terribly safe thing to do, which is akin to my talking about the Yankees when I had just relocated to New York for the station that carried the Yankees. One learns very quickly in life-threatening situations. This day, St. Patrick's Day in 1941, the National Gallery of Art is opened by FDR. If you've never been there, you should definitely go. One of the nice things about museums in Washington, D.C., is almost all of them, with very few exceptions, including the Spy Museum and the News Museum, are free. And they're wonderful museums, and you really should go. In 1950, at UC Berkeley, they created Element 98, which is in californium. We worry a lot about created elements. I agree. 1966, off the coast of Spain, the Alvin submarine finds a missing American hydrogen bomb. I rest my case. 1968, in Skull Valley, Utah, 6,000 sheep are found dead as a result of nerve gas. I'm still resting my case here. You get my point. 1973, I think Jacob mentioned this because the name. There's a photograph called Burst of Joy. it was not me blowing apart, depicting a former prisoner of war being reunited with his family, which came to symbolize the end of the U.S. involvement in Vietnam. And in 2013, the largest meteorite since NASA started observing the moon in 2005 hit the moon. That'd be something. I mean, you're sitting around in front of a display, right, and watching the moon, and all of a sudden there's this huge explosion. That'd keep you awake nights, wouldn't it?
Totally.
Yeah, I worry a little bit about people who are monitoring screens, whether for security, right?
Yeah.
And they're doing it for trying to keep alert in that particular situation is not the world's easiest thing to do. So even with coffee, trust me. I mean, it's a problem universally, including air traffic controllers. And that's a dynamic situation, but it's still sitting in front of a monitor hour after hour. Not particularly good for human beings, I don't think. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. Given the fact that the luck of the Irish is a very common term, I thought we'd put up a little while ago to talk about luck, but I thought since it seemed particularly appropriate to talk about on St. Patrick's Day. So do you view yourself as lucky, Jacob?
Yeah, I think I'm generally have pretty good luck.
Okay, on what do you base your perception that you're lucky?
I mean, I've just had a decent life, I guess. Nothing too terrible has really happened. Things seem to go pretty well. That's
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess I don't win, like, prizes all the time or things like that, but...
Do you buy lottery tickets?
I don't, so...
That's the old joke about the guy who goes into... Throws himself on the altar and he says, God, I've lived a spotless life. You know, couldn't you help me out? I'd like to win the lottery. And there's this clap of thunder and bolt of lightning. And this voice says, meet me halfway, Joe. Buy a ticket. So you can't be lucky with...
Right.
No, I agree. I think if you're healthy and your life works pretty well... although someone once said to me, which I think is very true, have you ever noticed that people are the luckiest or the ones that are working the hardest? But so I tend to agree with that. Let's see what other people said about their own sense of luck.
Yeah. Lisa says, being born to my parents and having my three brothers was some of the best luck I ever had.
Well, that's a nice way of looking at things. You picked the right parents. Good for you. Very smart. Okay, what else we got?
We have Genevieve that says, meeting my husband of 50 years on the red and tan bus line in the Port of New York Authority.
Port Authority of New York. Good for you. Wow, on a bus.
Yeah.
What do you know? I'd say that was pretty good luck. All right. I think we just got a couple people really, and you know, in some ways, when I put these things up, it getting a whole lot of responses tells me one thing. Getting very few responses tells me something completely different. But I'm always grateful for whatever the information is. I think you guys are not great believers in luck, which is fine with me, because I think if you're going to believe in luck, you have to believe in both bad and good, or good and bad, and it's not. Almost by definition, luck is something that's outside of your realms of control. You're much better served to focus on what you can do and what you can't do. So I don't fault you on that at all. All right, so this came up, this question came up because, as I said, I was visiting a sick friend in the hospital, and they paged Lolita Doofus, which I decided was probably, hopefully a made-up name or a code for something, because to my generation, Lolita was a teenage sex pod, and doofus, I think, to any generation means the same thing, which is kind of a dope, you know, kind of a silly.
Yeah.
So I thought, geez Louise, being 12 years old and having that name would not make your life very easy. So I thought we'd ask the worst, the funniest names you've ever heard. And my other sort of example up until that point had been somebody who it was a banker that I knew in San Francisco whose name was Lambert Fielding III. And I thought, man, can you imagine a man whose name was Lambert?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call him, Lammy? Lambert Fielding III. And the only thing that was worse than Lambert Fielding is that they did it to two other people voluntarily. I suppose it's like a boy named Sue or something. All right, so let's hear what people's funniest or worst names, which may be the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, starting off with the crazy. All right, Johnny says Olive Diffenderfer.
Diffenderfer?
And Dick Boyles. That's a rough one.
Well, Diffenwetter? Because Diffenbacher, I think, is a famous... They're German names, I think. Yeah, yeah.
That's a crazy one. Diffenderfer.
Well, they're just... They mean something different in different cultures.
Right.
So, yeah.
Doug says Frank Zappa's kids, Moon Unit and Dweezil.
Dweezil, yeah.
Dweezil.
There's a new... documentary out about him. I actually interviewed him a bunch of years ago, and he was really a fairly nice guy, and I asked him about the kids' names, and he said that growing up with an unusual name was a huge advantage in life. He did it absolutely consciously, and he said they could pick their own nicknames.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Becky, growing up, Cecil Stanley, Duncan DeGrout, and Willie Routley. More recently, girls named Cinnamon and another named Seema.
Oh, dear. You know, that reminds me that in first grade, Craig Buschacher was one of my best friends, because he and I had birthdays that were a day apart. And Craig actually had an atrial septal defect, and I think he died when he was in, before he got to second grade, and I've never forgotten him. He always had, speaking of green complexions, he always was, looked very sickly. He's a very nice guy, and what a name, Craig Buschacher. But it's amazing what you remember, huh? All right, keep going.
For sure. Cindy says, Bud Weiser.
Yeah, that's mean.
It was
that's
funny
mean.
To hear him being paged at work.
Yeah. Well, and then there's the famous governor of Texas, one of the first governors of Texas, who had two daughters. His name was Hogg, and he really named his daughters Ima and Ura. And the reason he said he did it is neither of them were particularly attractive, and he felt, and they were both going to be very wealthy, and so he felt that that was somewhat protective. I think one of them married and one of them didn't, but Ima and Ura Hogg. I don't know.
Ima and Ura Hogg.
Hogg is spelled H-O-G-G, but I don't think that really offsets any of the problems at all.
No.
All right, what else we got?
Carla, an older couple with almost grown children named the surprise baby Mistaka Grace.
Oh.
Mistaka, I don't know, I guess how they pronounce
well,
that.
Well, probably, Mistaka, that's terrible.
That's yeah.
So much for I mean, she'll be in therapy the rest of her life. Gee, Mom, Dad, was I a mistake? No, Mistaka, you're just, you know, it just was coincidence that we named you that. It's from the Greek, which means, oops, I, you know, wow. That seems to me acting out on a parent's part.
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
Victoria says blue.
Yeah.
Linda says my cousin was Penelope, but they called her Penny Money. Her last
Ooh.
Name was Money.
Yeah, got it.
Laura, there were not one, not two, but three, unrelated no less, students at a school where I used to teach with the name Hollywood.
Really?
That's crazy.
Three Hollywoods? I wonder if she's from L.A.
Yeah.
Wow, three Hollywoods.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
I just saw a movie, which I'll review for you later today, about a guy that had the same name, and it was a relatively uncommon name. But the reason, well, I'll tell you why he had the name when I review the movie. All right, 855-993-7569. If you have a St. Patrick's Day question, or one that has nothing to do with either green, leprechauns, or holidays, give me a holler, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, Call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, let's look at some more cool names.
All righty.
Cool or weird names, or I suppose names that you're glad you don't have. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. All right, well, Matt says Herman Turnipseed. Or Bernie.
I think that was made up, turnip seed.
That's what he's claiming.
I don't know. I don't think so.
All one word. Herman. Well, two names, but Herman Turnip Seed or Bernie Wagenblast. That sounds kind of made up to you.
All right. So the first one was turnip seed. I don't know.
Yeah.
That seems to me. I don't know. I'm not sure I'd buy that one. What was the other one?
Wagenblast.
Wagenblast I'd probably buy before turnip seed.
Francis says, one of the nurses when I was in ICU was actually named Cinderella.
Is that her first or last name?
He didn't say.
Her whole name.
Yeah. It's her only name.
All right. Well, Cinderella. At the ball, I guess.
Chandra says, mine, Chandra. It's a Middle Eastern men's name. I am a Caucasian American woman.
Isn't there, is it Chandra Levy who's the one who's written all the, she wrote Grey's Anatomy or something?
Oh, really?
Written all these things, yeah. I have a cousin who has a unisex name, and during the time that there was a draft, she was always getting drafted. She was always getting a report for your physical at a time where there were not women in the service, so... Yeah, a little confusing. All right, keep going.
I Googled turnip seed, and it turns out it is a real turnip
seed. Really?
Seed is
turnip
a surname.
Seed.
Yep.
Turnip seed. I wonder if there's one that's called pumpkin seed, and but turnip seed is a real name.
Apparently, yep.
Fair enough. All right.
Inga says Schitt's Creek.
There's a new...
S-C-H-I-T-T-S.
I know, there is a new TV program that's called that, which I think is tacky. I mean, just by definition. And, yeah, that's the name of... I've seen it on bus posters, and you do kind of a double take. I don't know. It seems to me that we're sort of cruding up America. There a bunch of movies. There was somebody who called a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about movies, and I said, you really have to be able to tolerate a fair amount of... of tackiness, because the movie is really pretty tacky. And he said, and I think he was right, that there were that we're really cruding up our language and the ability to, I mean, there and it used to be that they just had boy movies, you know, like Porky's, that were at the time, Porky's would be considered really nearly church acceptable at this moment, but at the time it was considered really tacky and the end of civilization as we knew it, and was really aiming for teenage boys. But now women, A Bridesmaid was, I think, the watershed moment, or maybe the toilet watershed moment, where they decided that women could be as tacky as men. First of all, you know, I had an uncle when I I guess I still have uncles, but when I was about 14 or 15 years old and was just learning to swear, and would sort of try it out on him because he was kind of the renegade uncle. He was the one who made terrible puns and things of that sort. So you felt like you could try stuff out on him. And he was appalled. He said, can't use more creativity than that. And he's basically right. At the time, I thought, well, fuddy-duddy, you know, all right, I'm not going to tell you any more cool things. But he's basically right that crudity is sloppiness. It's just really easy. It's a default position that really doesn't require much thought at all. So, unfortunately, I feel like he's right. Either that or I'm getting to be a fuddy-duddy, too, one or the other. All right, let's see what else we got.
Sounds good. Marianne, I've taught many students. One family had three sons named Chevy, Dodge, and Ford. Another family had twins and called them Honey and Velvet.
Honey and Velvet?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Interesting.
Wonder what their last name was.
Right.
Yeah, I know that there are some people that just do the ABC. My mother sort of named the first three of us with initial J and the last three kids with D's, and then started again with J. Which she always said that it stood for junior department. I just think it stood to a certain extent for a lack of originality. But the problem was, I mean, I think I got, at the time when I was growing up, I hated my name, but it certainly was of the names, it was probably the best of the names in terms of being a little unusual, which is an advantage when you get to be a grown-up. Not so much when you're a kid. When you're a kid, you want to just fit in. But the problem for my other sibs was, because I was the oldest, everybody got called by my name. And every once in a while, there would be a reason why a teacher would have one of my other sibs before they had me. And we would all be called by the same name because they all started with the same letter. The first three and then the last three. So, folks, think about how your kid's going to behave when you name them. We might sort of change things a little bit. All right, keep going.
All right. Barbara, don't care for Bertha.
Yeah, Bertha is a name that, and again, you can sometimes tell the age of the person. Like Bertha and Martha and Pearl are all names that were grandmother names and are now coming back, believe it or not. Biblical names sort of never completely go out of fashion, but some biblical names, like my John has been for years the number one boy's name. Either it goes between John and Michael. Sean comes in and out, but then there'll be a character on television, which so a whole bunch of people will be named that. Believe it or not, after I was in San Francisco for about a year and a half after I started on the air, there were a plethora of Joys. Which, you know, I didn't know about at the time. I just sort of knew about it after the fact that there were all these people that all of a sudden were called Joy. And I think it was nothing that people either liked or didn't like me. It just it was a different name than people had been used to hearing. And Joy had heretofore been mostly an abbreviation for Joys, which mine never was. My real name is Joy. All right, keep going.
All right. This one doesn't sound like it's a person's name, so I'm not sure where they were going with this, but Big Bone Lick Park in Kentucky, and it's on Beaver Road. I don't know. Must be some sort of...
Well, there's also French Lick, Indiana. A lick, to a certain, it refers to a place where, usually salt licks or whatever, where animals can go and get salt. So, because the first time Larry Bird came to the Celtics and people talk about French Lick, Indiana, everybody was outraged and said it was crude and they couldn't say things like that on the air. But it doesn't what it means, so...
Yeah. Arthur says Aardvark.
Aardvark, not Aardvark?
No, Aardvark, like O-D-V-A-R.
That's a name?
Apparently.
Is that probably a first and last? It sounds like it would be like Finnish or something.
Yeah.
A Viking name. One. Viking.
Yeah.
It's kind of a cool name.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing that's happening with America, especially with immigrants, is that you're finding people with all sorts of very cool names who will quite often, first generation will quite often shorten their name to something that sounds much more American. But then the next generation or the generation after that goes back to the original name. So you're getting all these fairly esoteric names, which I think are great. I mean, I think that I love names that you can just barely pronounce, or ones that are family, or ones that mean something particularly wonderful. I mean, you are your name.
Yeah. Dama, I think her name is pronounced, she says fantasy and fancy. They can only be strippers. And then she says for real, P-H-O-R-E-A-L, pronounced for real. I've never heard that one yet. But.
I haven't either, but you'd think that's probably a hippie parent who at the time was either going into labor or naming the kid was vaguely high. And you think my daughter's father has a family name, which is a very odd name. It sounds like you're mispronouncing something. And I always thought it was kind of cool that it was his name. But it accidentally got put on my daughter's birth certificate as her middle name. And both of us decided we didn't really want it on there, that he had a hard enough time going through life with it. He really didn't want it to be visited on somebody else. And it was an accident, but it took a while to get it taken off her birth certificate. And just a point of fact, because we know this because I was born in New Orleans. In New Orleans, they do not say the name of the husband. They just say father. In fact, I think there is room for the father, but it doesn't say husband and wife. You don't have to be married. I think Louisiana was very clear that people weren't always married to each other. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking about names today, and one of the interesting phenomenon is that the percentage of women who are keeping their name once they're... Well, first of all, the percentage of people who marry is the lowest it's ever been in the United States since people have been keeping track. So people are living together. They're actually having kids. They're buying property together. They're just not getting married. We can talk about that as a phenomenon at some other time, but which means if you're not getting married, you're not changing your name. But even for people who are women who are getting married, quite often do not change their name, sometimes hyphenate, and more that the two of them together are finding a name to share, especially I suppose if neither of them like their names particularly. So that whole issue about changing your name, and especially for women, is a psychological thing about that all of a sudden you have a different name. And granted, it's your last name, not your first name, but still, it's a major kind of shift. All right, so let's look at some more names.
All righty. Amy says Kishma Ash.
Oh, that's made up. Come on.
It does sound made up. It sounds like a Bart Simpson prank call.
Yeah, that's kind of... It's not even silly. It's just dumb.
Yeah. Morgan says, I've never heard this, but apparently emergency is a name. Pronounced, they list a pronunciation, but to me it doesn't sound any different than emergency. Emergency.
Well, there's a dietary supplement called emergency.
Yeah.
So let's see, it's M. I'm trying to remember it. I think that's how it's spelled. But I think maybe, because we didn't say personal name, so maybe that's why they're referring to that. And the person that was talking about Big Bone or whatever, we didn't say personal name, we just said name.
Yeah.
So those were legitimate responses. It's kind of weird, but legitimate, I guess.
Right. Julie says, Irella Vance.
Yeah.
That is a unique one.
Irrelevance, yeah. What was the name of the movie? Was it Denzel Washington? And I figured it out about a third of the way through the movie that his name was really had been taken from a U.S. warship.
Mm.
It was USS something.
Mm.
Or U.S. Navy. I'll have to figure it out. I'll Google Denzel at the break or something. All right, keep going.
Carrie says millions of dollars. I don't know if that's
a real
name,
name
or a rapper's name or what, but...
Yeah, that does sound a little bit like something that a record company would give you.
Yeah. She says, and A, B, C, D, E.
And what?
A, B, C, D, E.
A, D...
Just like that first five A-D-C-D-E. Letters of the alphabet.
A, B, C, D, E.
Yeah.
A, B, C, D, E.
Yep.
Yeah, I've actually seen that before,
huh.
Believe it or not. Yeah.
That's bizarre.
Well, you just get tired of well, and part of it is to be the first person at the head of the alphabet for with made-up last names. It's a reason for aardvark as well.
Yeah. Lee says Orangello and Lemongello. I didn't know those were...
Well, there's Lemoncello, which is, but it's the name of a restaurant. Maybe that's what they're talking about.
Maybe.
And it's pronounced cello, I think. It's a drink, a soft drink. It's like lemonade.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
There is
a soft drink called, I think it's called, well, there's what, Orangina.
Okay.
But there's Limoncello is a common name for Italian restaurants.
Yeah.
It never occurred to me when we put this up that people would put down names of restaurants or place names. But I didn't say personal name. I said worst or funniest name you've ever heard of. Oh. Jell-O, if you think about it, is a pretty silly name, right?
Yeah.
It has to do with gelatin. But yeah. Jell-O. Kleenex is pretty... I mean, there are a lot of things that we take for granted that are, because we've gotten used to them, they're kind of weird names. It's still, my favorite example is still SOS. The first time it was ever used as a distress signal was with the Titanic. No wonder they didn't, I mean, the first time you see a distress signal, you say, sauce? What's a sauce? Okay, sauce, we're, whatever.
Yeah. Joey says Dorcas. Last name was Dubricky.
Okay, you have to speak up a little for me. I can't hear you.
Joey says that his thought he was funny was Dorcas. The last name was Dubricky.
Well, Dorcas, D-O-R-C-A-S, I think is a Greek name. We think of it as like being a dork, but Dorcas was actually is a name. And what was the last name? Do what?
Dubricky.
Yeah, well, Dubricky is probably a real name. I'm not sure I'd call Doris Dubricky. I don't know. It has a certain... What else are you going to call him? I mean, Alice Dubricky doesn't sound a whole lot better. May Dubricky? I don't know. Dee Dee. Dee squared. Dee Dee, they probably called her. Okay. But Dorcas is a real name.
Yeah,
it's not a common crazy name anymore, but it's a real name.
Huh. Patricia? I had a coworker named... I don't even know if I should say this one. I guess if it's a name, but Awshit. A-W-S-H-I-T, all one word.
Oh, dear. Too bad. I mean, hopefully they called him something else like that. It probably is a real name.
Yeah. I bet.
Yeah.
Yep. So that was it for our names list.
Maybe it was pronounced Awshit. The S was pronounced with the first two letters and then H-I-T. I don't know. Yeah, having an unusual name. The last name, I mean, last name presumably, although there were a lot of names that were made up at Ellis Island because either the person wanted to be Americanized, or more frequently, whomever the person is who was the customs person just couldn't spell it or couldn't be bothered. I mean, he had a lot of people coming in, so a lot of people's names got shortened or made into something very different. And it's very interesting because, as I mentioned, in the same way that first generation want to fit in, so they Americanize their name both first and last, and then second and third generations want to go back to the original. So you have people who have very ethnicized names farther down the line than they did when they came here from other countries. So that need to fit in, and then the need to sort of find your own identity once you figure you fit in, especially once you feel you're safe and secure and have enough money to pay the bills and keep yourself warm and keep your kids educated. That it's a very interesting phenomenon in human behavior, but it's certainly not unknown and happens in a lot of places, a lot of countries. So, alrighty, 855, certainly with the Irish, 855-993-7569. Today is St. Patrick's Day, and if you're wearing the green, if there's something that you want to call and talk about having to do with St. Patrick's Day or not having to do with St. Patrick's Day, you're welcome to call 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.